Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Seasons of Purpose broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in, and now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God. Hallelujah.
It's a new season. It's a new day. Yeah, resting on you. I can feel it. It's flowing my way. Oh, oh, oh. It's a season of power and prosperity. It's a new season, and it's coming to me. Or if you believe that, lift your hands and say,
it's a new season.
It's a new day.
Amen, amen. Good evening, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome again to the Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast. We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst, and we give God the praise for you being here and tuning in with us tonight. Well, we are excited, and we're excited because tonight is the fourth Monday of the month. And we host what we call our sweet hour of prayer, praise the Lord. We know the power of prayer. We know that prayer changes everything. The Word of God tells us that men are always to pray. And we have some men and women, hallelujah, on the line tonight that have agreed to join us as our prayer warriors to lift up prayers for our families, for our communities, for our churches, for our nation, and for this world, hallelujah. And so we give God all the praise. We thank God for our prayer warriors. By name, Minister Hilton Britt is joining us tonight, Prophetess Cecile Cutchin, Minister Gretchen Manley, Mother Gallo, and Minister Joseph Jones, hallelujah. These men and women, praise God, know how to get a prayer through. I will tell you that they are indeed prayer warriors that stand on the wall, lifting up prayers before our Most High God on a daily basis. And so we just thank God for them coming along to help, to support, to undergird this kingdom mission tonight. And we're ready. We're ready, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And so at this time, we're going to go ahead and usher in first the presence of the Lord with a song of praise. We thank God for his presence. Thank God for the opportunity. opportunity just to be here to come before the Lord and bring prayers, hallelujah, and know that our God answers. So we're going to start off the program, as I said, with a song of praise. Then we're going to enter in with a corporate prayer. And then we will follow with the individual prayers of our prayer warriors. But before we do that, we will also give our listening audience an opportunity to share their prayer requests, because we take serious this hour. Prayer moves mountains, and prayer certainly changes everything. So at this time, listen and be blessed as we usher in the presence of the Lord with this song of praise. Hallelujah.
Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love.
Yeah.
are.
Hallelujah. Our God, he is truly, truly an awesome God. Oh, yes, he is. Would you join with us as we share in corporate prayer, the prayer that the Lord taught his disciples to pray, the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. We give God all the praise. I'm going to go ahead and open the lines up tonight. And at this time, if you have a personal prayer request or you'd like to share a prayer request on behalf of someone else so that as we pray, we can lift these requests up to the Lord in prayer, go ahead now, please, and press 1 on your dial pad. We would like to hear from you. We would love to hear your prayer request. Hallelujah. Praise God. Minister Hilton Britt, 4848. Go right ahead. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Trust you all are well.
Yes, my prayer request,
praise God for that. Thank you, Lord. My prayer request is for Mary. Her fistula is clotting, and she's going to have a procedure tomorrow to correct the clotting problem. So we're praying, and I'd ask you all to stand with us in prayer
Amen.
Of agreement, that the Lord will overshadow the whole procedure and grant us favor and grant that the process will go forth without any complications and that the issue will be corrected in Jesus' name. So we thank the Lord in advance for that.
Yes,
so
we
thank
do.
You
we
all
thank
for standing
God
with us.
Advance for that. We will definitely lift this prayer request up in prayer. Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
We stand in agreement in advance for God's will, for his will and healing to be done in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Caller 3925. Caller 3925. Just one moment, please. Caller 3925. Praise God. Prophetess Cutson, how are you tonight?
All is well, Pastor. I was requesting prayer for my son who's looking for another job. Requesting prayer for him in regards to finding a job and that they will keep their word and pay him what they said that they will pay him. I have several people. The other one is my brother-in-law, Tony Best. So my son's name is Dante. My brother-in-law is Tony Best. He was in the hospital a few weeks ago with pneumonia, and they found out that he had another heart attack, and they had to put 3 mm-hmm. stents in his heart, and then they found out that he had blockages in his legs as well because his legs gave out. So he has to have a procedure on the 25th in his right leg, which was the worst leg, to get some stents put in that leg. And then they're going to do a procedure on the other leg after they give the right leg some time to heal. So Tony Best, and then my other brother-in-law, Albert Manson, who also has cardiac issues and neurological issues and was recently in the hospital. I think he finally did come home. Mm-hmm. So Albert Manson. And,
did you say Howard?
Albert, A-L-B-E-R-T,
Albert. Albert.
Yes,
okay,
ma'am.
I got you. Albert Manson.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, okay. Ma'am.
Yes.
And
we will start.
I believe that's it. Hallelujah. I think that's enough. Glory be to God.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. We will certainly lift them up in prayer as well. And thank you for sharing these prayer requests. Praise God.
And thank you. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Is there anyone else tonight? Do you have a prayer request? Praise God. Amen. Caller 3258. Praise God. Go right ahead, please.
I'm asking for prayer for Mother Annie Thomas. Weak and she's not eat. Yes, she's weak and she's not eating much, and she's about 90 some years old. So I'm asking prayer for her tonight.
Amen. All right. Thank you, Elder Green, Mother Annie Thomas. We will certainly lift her up in prayer as well. Praise God and pray for her healing in Jesus' name. Thank you for sharing that prayer request. Is there another tonight? Press 1 on your dial pad. Amen. Well, praise God. We will also, if there are anyone that comes onto the line after, near the end, we'll make sure to also take note again of any additional prayer requests. And we thank God for each of you sharing these prayer requests, because there is power as we join corporately to be able to go before the Lord in prayer. So thank you for sharing these prayer requests on behalf of each one of these individuals. And we know that God, in the name of Jesus, will move on their behalf in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to go ahead and begin with our prayer tonight. Beginning first will be Minister Hilton Britt. Minister Hilton Britt, so I'm going to go ahead and reopen the line. Praise God for my brother. And Minister Hilton, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Praise God.
Okay. Amen.
We give the Lord, we give you all the glory. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, saints. We give the Lord all the glory. We give him all the honor. We give him all the praise with thanksgiving for the opportunity to stand before the Lord's people and to stand in the gap and to make up the hedge for the people of God throughout this city, throughout this nation, and throughout this world. In Jesus' holy name. My scripture is from Ephesians, the 6th chapter, verse 18. Our verse 19, excuse me. Pray also for, verse 18. And pray in the spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayer and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints. Lord Jesus, we give you the honor, we give you the glory, we give you the praise, Lord. We are here, O Lord, because of your great love for us, Lord, that you, the great intercessor, O Lord, who stood in the gap and made up the hedge and opened up the way for your people, O Lord, by your sacrifice, O Lord, of your precious blood, Lord, through your body, through your soul and your spirit, O God. You, O Lord, opened up the way, O God. You made up the hedge for us, O God. And you opened up the door that we might come boldly to the throne of grace, find favor in the hour, in the time of our need. So, Lord, we draw near to you. We worship you in spirit and in truth. We magnify you, Lord. We seek your face this day, Lord. And we bless your holy name, O God, for there is none like you, O God, in the heavens above or the earth below. You have no equal, you have no peer. You are God, almost high, all by yourself, O Lord. And we give you the honor. We give you the praise. We bow the knee, and we delight ourselves in you, Lord, as we draw near to you by your Holy Spirit. Lord Jesus, we draw near to you by your amazing grace, through faith. We enter into your holy place. We come through no goodness of our own, through no righteousness of ourselves, but we enter because we have been washed by your precious blood. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that we are a redeemed people, purchased, cleansed from the power and the penalty of sin. So we enter into your gates with thanksgiving and your courts with praise, giving glory and giving honor to your holy name. Oh, we thank you for the access that we have to the Father God, Lord, by your precious blood. And we come, O Lord, boldly to the throne of grace to bring you our petitions in the time of need, Lord. Lord, we stand not in our own strength. We stand not in our own abilities, O God. But we stand, O Lord, in the faith that you have given us. We stand in the grace and in the provision that you have made for us by your precious blood. So we come boldly to the throne of grace, O God. We to find help in our time of need, Lord Jesus. We, O Lord, declare your word, O Lord. And we stand, O Lord, upon the reality and upon the fullness and upon the power of your word, Lord Jesus. O Lord, we put upon the full armor of God this day, that we, having done all to stand, that we might stand, O God, against the principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness, O Lord, in the high and low places, O God, and against every name that exalts itself against the knowledge of the living God, against the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. O Lord, we bind up the spirits of wickedness in high places, the principalities and powers, the rulers of this present darkness, O God, in this world, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we call them down, Lord, from their high places. Yes. And we take, O Lord, your word, O Lord, and we send it, O Lord, to the north, to the south, to the east and the west, to arrest, O Lord, the spirits of violence and lawlessness and sexual immorality in every lie, in every deceptive spirit, O Lord, in every seducing spirit, O God. We pray that it be exposed, O God. We pray that your people, Lord Jesus, will be led by the Holy Spirit to be a discerning people, O Lord, that, Lord, we will not receive. You said, receive not every spirit, Lord, but try the spirit. Judge the spirit by the word of our God. Help us, O God, to be a discerning spirit, because many false prophets have gone out into the land, O God. And help us not to receive everything, O God. We are the sons and the daughters of the light, Lord, and we are called to expose darkness, O God. So as we stand, O Lord, under the leadership of the Holy Spirit, giving us wisdom, giving us discernment, O God, that we might see through the lies and the deceptions of darkness and of the enemy, O God, and we might reprove in the name of Jesus and expose them, Lord Jesus, and call them down from their high places, O God. So, Lord, we exhort your people, O Lord, in the name of Jesus to stand in boldness and in righteousness and in truth. We buy the truth and we do not compromise it. We do not sell it. Oh, Lord, your word is the only truth that there is, oh, God. Let God be true and every man a lie, oh, Lord. So, oh, Lord, we stand upon the reality and the legitimacy, oh, God, and the supernatural power of your word, oh, Lord. For you exalt your word above your very name, oh, God. Heaven and earth will pass away, but your word will not pass away. Your word stands, oh, God. And, Lord, we judge everything, oh, God. We judge everything. Your word is the standard, O God. Your word is the only standard, O God. And we trust in your word, Lord. We stand upon your word. We cleave and hold fast to your word with a singleness of mind, with a fullness of heart, Lord. We hold to your word. And we declare that word, O Lord, to a lost and a dying world, O God. O Lord, we put upon the full armor of God this day, O Lord. We gird ourselves up in the strong belt of truth, O God. And we guide our hearts, O Lord, in the ways of truth. We buy truth, and we do not compromise it. We do not sell it, O God. We do not turn away from it, O Lord, but we hold fast to it. Your word is the truth, O God. O Lord, we walk, O Lord, with the breastplate of righteousness about our chest, O Lord, and we guard our hearts with all diligence, understanding that out of it are the issues of our lives, O God. And so we do not compromise, O Lord, but we walk, O Lord. We walk, O Lord, in truth and in righteousness, O God. O Lord, we hold, O Lord, we put upon the helmet of salvation, O Lord. And we think your thoughts, Lord. We think your thoughts. We clothe our minds, O Lord, with your thoughts, Lord Jesus. We cast down every vain imagination, every high and every low thing that would exalt itself against the knowledge of the truth of God's word and against righteousness, O God. O God.
Yes.
We put upon, O Lord, we cleave to the sword of the Spirit, O God, holding
yes.
fast to it, O Lord. For the word of God is living and active, sharper than a two-edged sword, dividing between the
yes.
joint and the marrow, and the soul and the spirit. And it is a discerner
yes.
of the very thoughts and motives of the hearts of men, O God. So, Lord,
yes.
we buy truth again, and we do not compromise it or sell it, O Lord. O Lord, we shod our feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace, O Lord. And we walk,
yes.
O Lord, in the straight, in the narrow way, O Lord. For broad is a way that leads to destruction. Broad and wise is the way that leads to destruction. And many there be that travel it, O God. But, Lord, we allow your word to be a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. And we walk, O Lord, in the way of righteousness, in the way of truth, in the way of
yes.
wisdom, Lord God, in Jesus'
yes.
name. And we take up, O Lord, the shield of faith that we might extinguish the fiery darts of the wicked one, Lord. Oh, Lord,
yes.
we thank you, Lord, that no weapon formed against us will prosper, and every tongue that rises
no.
up against us in condemnation, we shall reprove, O God,
yes.
because our righteousness is of you, O God. And we walk,
yes.
O Lord, in the way of righteousness, O Lord Jesus, with a whole heart and with a singleness of mind. And we walk in the ways of truth, O God. O Lord,
mm-hmm.
we pray that your people, O Lord,
mm-hmm.
will hold, O God, the standard of your word continually, O Lord, not turning to the right
yes.
hand, not turning to the left, Lord, but following you, Lord, being led by your Holy Spirit, no familiar
yes.
spirit, O God. O Lord, we love righteousness, Lord, and we hate evil, O God. We will not be deceived, O Lord, by the seducing spirits and the doctrines of devils in this world, O God. We have made a choice,
mm-hmm.
Lord. And we have chosen you, Lord Jesus, the King of kings and the Lord of lords, the Prince of righteousness, O Lord. And, Lord, you are seeking a people, O God, who are created in your image and your likeness, O God, who put upon the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh, O God. And we give our
yes.
backs, O Lord, to this world. We love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. All that is in the world, the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life is not from the Father God, but is of the world. Oh, Lord, you're coming back for a holy people, oh, God, a people
yes.
who are walking in the reverential fear of the Lord their God, keeping it within their hearts and before their eyes, oh, God. Oh,
yes.
ye that bear the vessels of the Lord, be a clean people. Be a clean people.
Yes.
Be a holy people. Be a
yes.
righteous people. Oh,
yes.
delight
yes.
in what is good and honorable, what is noble, what is
yes.
true, what is just, what is pure.
Yes.
Oh, God,
yes.
we delight in
yes.
you. Oh, your
yes.
holiness, oh, Lord, is filling the hearts and minds of your people, oh, God. Oh,
yes.
Lord, we make no provision for the flesh, Lord. We give our backs to evil, and we give our faces to
yes.
you. And we choose, oh, Lord, to walk uprightly. We choose, oh, God, to be a light in this world, oh, Lord. And the character and
yes.
the attributes of light, it disperses. It breaks down the darkness, Lord. And so we stand,
yes.
oh, Lord, as those lights, oh, God, illuminating, oh, God, shining forth, Lord, to cause the wicked one to back up, to cause the wicked one to bow down in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we declare your will and your word, Lord. The devil is defeated, oh, God. Your people are
yes.
a mighty people, O God. Your people are a holy
yes.
people. Your people are people
yes.
looking unto you, Lord Jesus, the author, the finisher of our faith. And we thank you, Lord,
yes.
that you will perfect that which concerns
yes.
us, that you're able to keep that which is committed unto you against the evil day.
Mm-hmm.
Having done all
mm-hmm.
to stand, we stand,
yes.
Lord. We stand.
Yes.
We back.
Stand.
We're not backing up, but we're standing in the name of Jesus. And we're breaking
and then,
forth on the right hand and on the left. We're pushing
yes,
back, and we're breaking down the forces of wickedness and perversion and ungodliness, O Lord. We're rebuking
yes.
the lie, Lord, and letting the truth be known in the name of Jesus. We
yes,
pray, O Lord,
Jesus.
For the young people. We pray for the children, O God. Oh, we ask that ministering angels who excel in truth, who excel in power at your word going forth, Lord, that they will guard
yes.
these young children, Lord. Keeping them, marking
yes.
them, O Lord, keeping them safe from
yes.
all evil and harm, from all accidents and incidents, from all the power of the wicked
yes.
one. The blood of Jesus
yes.
be upon the children, O Lord Jesus. The
yes.
blood of Jesus
yes.
be upon the children. The blood of Jesus
yes.
be upon our sons and daughters, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
They're not raised up for calamity or destruction or for the curse but they are a chosen generation and a royal priesthood, O God, that they might declare the praises of him that have called them out of darkness into his marvelous light, Lord. Thank you that you watch over your word in the lives of our sons and daughters to perform it, Lord, because you have declared a word, O Lord, and you are able to perform and keep that which you have spoken, Lord. Not one jot or tittle of that which you have declared shall fail. For you are not a man that you should lie, nor a son of man that you should repent. If you've spoken it, Lord, you will perform it. So we give you the glory, we give you the honor, we give you the praise for your faithfulness, O God. Your faithfulness, O God. And help us, Lord, to be a faithful people unto you. Lord, we love you. We give you glory. We give you praise. We bless you.
Yes.
We honor you. We thank you for all that you've done. Hallelujah.
Oh, yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
And bless your holy name, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Minister Hilton, for that powerful prayer. We give God all the praise. Thank you. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. At this time, we're going to ask Prophetess Cecile Cutton. We are bringing you into the studio. Can you hear me, my sister? Praise God.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Go right ahead, please.
Amen. Amen. So I'm going to share my devotional from today and pray from that. So the title of it is Practice Prayer Walking. And I'll say that again, Practice Prayer Walking. And the scripture reference is 1 Chronicles 4:10. And it states, Jabez was the one who prayed to the God of Israel. Oh, that you would bless me and expand my territory. Please be with me in all that I do and keep me from all trouble and pain. And God granted him his request. The devotional states, develop the habit of prayer walking. As you walk, think about God's promise to enlarge your territory and give you every place as you walk. Declare God's word and watch what God will do. He's getting ready to blow your mind with blessings. Hallelujah.
All right.
He will reverse negative circumstances. He will position you for supernatural abundance and unprecedented favor. Without a shadow of a doubt, he will show up mighty on your behalf. Glory be to God.
Yes.
Your breakthrough and miracles are on the way. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And the prayer that goes with it states, Father, I claim new territory for your kingdom.
Amen.
I take new intellectual territory. I declare that my mind is filled with deeper revelation of your truth.
Yes.
I take new spiritual territory. I declare that all delays, setbacks, and holdups are destroyed in the name of Jesus. I claim new professional territory. My gifts make room for me and usher me into the presence of the great. I affect change in the world through prayer. I declare a shift. I declare a shift in the atmosphere in my home.
Yes.
Workplace, church, and ministry. I walk boldly in the authority I have in you. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. This blessed me, so I figured I would share it with you all on today. Practice prayer walking. My tell you they're cool. We all should practice prayer walking. Ha, my tell you they're cool.
Yes.
In the word it says, pray without ceasing. Ha, my tell you they're
cool.
So practice prayer walking.
Practice.
Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Right. Yes,
hallelujah. God, I just wanted to share that short and sweet with you on this afternoon. Practice prayer walking.
Yes. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Prophetess Cecile Cutting. We give God all the praise for you being able to share that word, practice prayer walking. And thank you. Yes, we must, we must, we must. That's what God has called for us to do as we pray without ceasing. Yes, Lord. Thank you for sharing that. To God be the glory. Praise God. Our next prayer warrior will be Mother Pat Gallo. Mother Pat Gallo, praise God. just one moment, and we're going to bring you into, hallelujah, into the studio. Mother Pat, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am, I can hear you. And good afternoon to everyone. Good afternoon. Get my throat cleared up.
Amen.
I had several scriptures that I was kind of meditating on, and then kind of changed it again. And so I'm just going to read this scripture here. It comes out of Acts, the second chapter, verse 19 and then 21. And it says, "And I will show wonders in heaven above and signs in the earth beneath. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved."
Hallelujah.
You see?
Thank you.
And I thank God for this opportunity to pray. And as I was listening to the prayer request, God wants to do wonders. He wants to perform miracles. Are we looking for them? You see, we have to have an expectation in God to perform these miracles. And we are miracles ourselves because we got saved. We are big miracles right there. But I was listening like Minister Brick. I'm a nurse. I haven't left my nursing understanding. But when he said that Mary's fistula is going to have surgery, I thought about that's like her lifeline with dialysis. And we want God to perform a miracle.
Absolutely.
God can
Amen.
Open up that
Amen.
Fistula and surprise
Amen.
You and Mary
yes, Lord.
And everybody
yes, Lord.
Else that's involved because he is the great physician.
Yes, he is.
And as for the young man that our sister is praying for, a job, we believe, God, that he is his Jehovah Jireh.
Yes.
And that you know his word. Don't back down. You know, sometimes, well, we can't pay you this, we can't pay you that. But you know what you're worth. So don't back down. Take a stand and believe God because he is a Jehovah Jireh. And then the heart, two people with heart conditions. I can understand that. Because even at some time I have atrial fear. But you know, I'm telling you, when you proclaim and stand and demand what the word of God say, by his stripes, you were healed. They were healed.
Amen.
And no matter what we see, because I mean, we may experience these symptoms and things. No matter what we see, what we experience, stand on God's word, you're healed.
Amen.
That sounds kind of odd, but that's what God said. And I just love to say, Lord, you said this. So I'm coming before you in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you. As we were listening to the song earlier, Father God, you're such an awesome God. You're a mighty God. You're God all by yourself. And Lord, Father God, there is nothing, nothing, oh God, that is your eyes. Your eyes go to and fro upon this earth. But what I love about it, oh God, your eyes and your hands are stretched out toward your children. You know how to take care of what is yours. That's been purchased by the blood of your son, our Lord and our Savior. We thank you tonight, oh God, that we serve a God that's great, a God that says, I am that I am, and he's whatever we need him to be. We thank you that you are Jehovah Rapha, you the healer. You are Jehovah Jireh, the provider. and that you are Jehovah Shalom, our peace. No matter what's gone on around us, all the catastrophes, the bad news or whatever, Father, you say, if we keep our mind upon you, you will keep us in that perfect peace.
Yeah.
And then, Lord, Father, I thank you like when you said in Isaiah, he'll say the chastisement of our peace rested upon you. We don't have to go through all these things. Even though we live in this world, we're not part of it. And we have the peace that passes all understanding. We thank you, Father God, for the miraculous that you're moving by your spirit, oh God. I can't say go here, go there, God. You are God. You're big God. And you are well able. But, Father, we seek in your hands and we seek in your face in behalf of these prayer requests tonight, oh God.
Yes.
And I believe with all my heart, in the name of Jesus, Mary Fisher will be open. I believe you, Father God, the heart conditions will be regulated. I believe you, Father God, that jobs are opening. And I thank you, Father God, that every person under the sound of my voice tonight, that they are covered under the blood of Jesus. And they know who they are. They are yours, oh God. And Lord, I thank you, Father God, that we are in your hand. And you say the devil in hell cannot pluck us out your hand. And so we thank you tonight, Lord God. We thank you that we have the assurance of knowing that you are God and you are with us and you'll never leave us and you will never forsake us in the name of Jesus. And Lord, Father God, as the school year ends, many children will be out of school. We ask you, Lord God, to keep them covered under the blood. We ask you, Father God, some homes may have food deficiency, but we ask you to meet the needs of these children that they won't go hungry, oh God. We ask you, Father God, those that are going to college or trade school, that you be the provisionary for their needs in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, those that graduated and just say, thank you, Lordy. Thank you, Lordy. I come out. Father, we thank you that you have even a place for them, oh God. They did the best they could. Now, Lord, Father God, the next step, we ask you to guide them, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, Father, we thank you for Thomas. I've got to lift up Thomas, and we thank you for him, Father. We thank you that he did not give up. And people did not give up on him, that he continued the race and finished his high school. And now, Lord, I ask you in the name of Jesus, direct his steps in the name of Jesus. Guide him and protect him as he go forward in Jesus' name. And, Lord, Father, we are ever give you the praise and the glory and the honor because it belongs to you and you alone. I thank you, Lord, for even touching my son. I didn't put it in as a request, but I thank you for touching Stanley, that the mucus would decrease in the name of Jesus. And that, Father, these allergies that people are going through, we know we in all the pollen and everything that's going on. But, Father, you can filter our air as we breathe it in the name of Jesus. And I thank you that there is nothing too hard. There's nothing too small for you, oh God, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
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 Amen. God, praise God. Thank you, Mother Pat, for that powerful prayer. Amen. Amen. We give God all the praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. At this time, we're going to ask Minister Joseph Jones if he would come to the mic. Followed by Minister Joseph Jones will be Minister Gretchen Manley, praise God. Minister Joseph Jones, just one moment. We're going to go ahead and bring you into the studio, praise God. Amen. Minister Jones, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am, I can hear you.
Amen. Praise God. Good evening. God bless you. Go right ahead, sir.
My scripture will be coming from James, the fifth chapter, verses 16 in the King James Version. And it says, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another, let that they might be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much.
Hallelujah.
Father, in the name of Jesus, I come to you as humble as I know how. Lord, I ask you to forgive me for anything I have said or done or not pleasing me in your sight. Lord, we come to you right now on behalf of the people of God, first of all, Lord, that we give you praise and honor and glory for this time. And Lord, I ask you right now, God, that you will use me in this food moments, Lord, to pray the prayer that you would ask of me to do so in this moment. And Lord God, we thank you for the people that's on the line tonight. Lord, we ask you to bless the host and co-host of this sweet hour of prayer, Whitehurst, Lord God, and all those who are attending. Father God, we ask you to grant them the desires of heart according to your riches and your glory. And Father God, we ask you right now that you will cover our families, Lord God, our husbands and wives and children, and all our kinfolk by blood, marriage, or by relationships. Lord God, we ask you to cover them and keep them in your perfect peace. Lord, thank you for your son, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for our sins. Father, we thank you for the Holy Ghost for bringing all things to remembrance and comfort us in time of need. Lord, I just thank you right now, God, for this morning rising and Lord, looking over us all day as we traveled to and from, God. You watched over us and brought us back home to our appointed place and time. Lord, you kept us and watched over us and let no hurt, harm, or danger come to any one of us or our family members. And Lord, we just thank you right now. First of all, God, we just want to give you honor and praise and glory for who you are. And then we want to repent for all the things that we have done or have not done that you gave us to do. And then we can ask you, God, in prayer, the things that we desire of our hearts, Lord, but according to your will and to your word. And then we say yes, God, yes to your will and to your way, and Father, that we'll do the things that you have us to do. And Lord, we just come to you this evening, Lord, that we pray for our family members, oh God, that's not saved. Lord, touch their hearts, Lord, give their lives, that they'll give their lives to you, Lord, that you will use them in a mighty way. God, that you will touch them, and Lord, they will go forth in the word and be kingdom citizens in your name. And Lord, we ask you, Father, that those who are not saved, touch the heart of the unsaved folks right now that don't know the day or the week or the pardon of their sins, God. You say if you touch them or you call them, they will come. And Lord, let them respond to your call, Lord, and that they will answer to your call, that they will say, what must I do to be saved? Lord, we just thank you for these people, Lord, because this world is going down, but your word will stand. And Lord, we ask you to use us in a mighty way that we'll be an example to those that we come in contact with. God, that we'll be an example to those that we are fellowship with, Lord, that the people will see Jesus Christ in us. Lord, use us in a mighty way. Clean us up, oh God, that we'll be a blessing to those, the Father, that don't know you as part of their sins. And then we'll bless us to be a blessing to those who do know you, oh God. Use us as a yielding vessel, oh God, that we'll speak the things that we need to speak and say the things that we need to say. God, that we will be used by you, Lord, as a yielding vessel. Lord, we just thank you for life, health, and strength again, God. We thank you for those who might be in the hospital, jail cells, convalescing homes, Lord. We ask you to heal, divide, and protect right now, only you can. Father, we just thank you, God, because there are some people out there don't know the day of the week, don't know where the next meal are coming from. Father, they don't know how they're going to be transported or have clothing, Lord, but you provide, oh God. Use us in a mighty way to be a blessing to them. And as we give to them, Lord, we give them a word to carry them with them for the rest of their life. Lord, we just thank you, Father God, for all that you're doing in our lives. Move as only you can, Lord. You know the desires of our heart, but it does not matter if it does not line up with your word. And Lord, we just thank you, Lord. Let your will be done in our, let your perfect will be done in our lives, oh God. We just thank you, Lord, for heaven and earth. Lord, we thank you for earth and heaven, oh God, that comes together, Lord, in our life. And Lord, that we'll be part of the world, but not in the world. And Lord, that we'll be an example to the world, that we can live in this world, but not be of it. Lord, thank you, oh God, for who you are in our lives, Lord. We ask you to move as only you can, Lord. And then teach us how to move when you move, oh God. Mm-hmm. Teach us how to be more obedient to your word, Lord. And teach us how to hear your voice, Lord, and be more understanding to your word. Lord, we ask you right now, give us revelation of your word, Lord, so we know how to go and how to come and how to walk and how to set in your word, God, and you will lead us and guide us through your Holy Spirit. And Father God, lastly, we ask you that everyone who have a position in the body of Christ, Lord, whether it's great or small, Father, we ask you that we would line up with your word, Lord, that we would speak those that who might be in need, Father, because that might be the only church they might see. And, Lord, that we would stand on your holy word and be bold and speak the word to those people, oh God, that their lives will be changed. Father, we thank you right now for new jobs, new houses, new cars, yes. Lord, new attitudes, yes. New health reports. Lord, yes. We just thank you for new, all over, God. Yes. We thank you for a new spirit in us, God, that we will operate the way you have us to operate. And, Lord, we just give you the honor. We give you the praise, Lord, for what you're going to do because, God, you said in your word, you would withhold no good thing from your people.
That's
and, Lord, we ask you to use us, God,
yes.
That we'll be a vessel and that we'll be a blessing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise God, praise God. Thank you, Minister Jones, for that powerful prayer. We give God all the praise. We give him all the honor and the glory. Thank you for that prayer this evening. Praise God. Minister Gretchen Manley, Minister Gretchen Manley, praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God for you. Go right ahead, please.
Just a minute.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Sorry about that. I'm here, Pastor.
Amen. Amen. Go right ahead, please. Praise God. Good evening.
Good evening. Honor to God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and also giving honor to my pastors, Pastor Jasper and Pastor Lisa Whitehurst. I'd like
Amen.
To have my Bible verse be 1 Timothy 3:5. The Bible says, for if someone doesn't know how to manage his own household, how will he care for God's church? And this message, I know sometimes it's always been preached to pastors and preachers and those that have been vacations and convocations, but this is a scripture for all of us church leaders, all of us elders, all of us teachers and preachers. We all have a family or come from a family, and it is important to God that we learn how to manage our families correctly by God's standards. Because if we can't or won't live the way God wants us to live in right relationships within our own households, how can we expect others to follow us in the house of God with the word of God and be able to translate into appropriate and effective leadership that will bring this world to their knees for our Father God? So my prayer tonight is that the people of God, the leaders of God, men and women, this is not just for men, this is for men and women, but we both work together in God's house, that we would be effective leaders to maintain the word of God in a godly way. And when we do that to work with our families, we can also transcend that to the people of God. So it just, this just seemed like the Holy Spirit just pressed that upon me. We've got to start out from our homes right before we can bring this message to the rest of the world. And if we can do that, then we can be successful. Father God, we come with you, our families, boldly to the throne of grace and mercy. You are the God who forgives our sins and heals all of our diseases. Father, our families are under attack from the enemy in the form of sicknesses, diseases, hate, unforgiveness, bitterness, and anger. Your word says, by your stripes, we are healed. We come against every demon that raises an attack on our mothers, our fathers, our children, our grandmothers, all our leaders, Father. We declare every evil to dry up at its root tonight in the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Heal us, Jesus, and we shall be healed. I pray healing and wholeness over every family member that is listening tonight in the name of Jesus. I pray protection over our families from the violence and the accidents, Father, that are out there in this world. Father, don't allow any evil influences to penetrate the hearts and the minds of our leaders, Lord God. I plead the blood of Jesus Christ over our families this evening, Lord. Take charge of them this evening, Father God, so that they do not strike their foot against a stone, Father God. Guide us down the path of righteousness for your name's sake. Father God, build up our meaning, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Where they are torn down, Father God, build them up. Strengthen our women, Father God. Where they are weak, Father God, build them up in the name of Jesus. Father God, I ask that you renew our family strength so that we can soar like eagles. Hallelujah. In our trials and our tribulations, Father God, I thank you, Lord, for raising us up with your mighty hand. Glory. Hallelujah. Lord, we have seen some impossible challenges in this world. Oh, yes, we have. But we know, Father God, that there is nothing, nothing too impossible for you. Thank you, Lord. Lord God, we thank you, God, for manifesting your power through our well handling of our families. Hallelujah, Father God. I got to say that again. Thank you, God, for manifesting your power through the well handling of our families and our households, Father God. Lord God, you will bless us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for renewing our hearts and minds this evening, Lord God. Lord, remind us to always express our love to our families. Hallelujah, Lord God. Somebody need to love on your family member tonight, Father God. Lord, let us express our love to our family members, not just those on the outside of the world, not just those who are in our churches or those who are in our buildings or those who are in our workplace, Lord. Let us express our love to our family members in our households, Father. And Father, we ask that you forgive those who have fought and bickered with their families. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Somebody fighting and bickering tonight, God says, stop it right now in the name of Jesus. Amen. And remind him that you grieve the Holy Spirit. Grieving the Holy Spirit. We fight and bicker with those in our own household. Oh, Father God, change our hearts and make them like yours. Humble us, Lord, that we would not be ashamed to confess our sins to one another. Oh, forgive us, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Anybody that we've done wrong in our household, Father God, we ask forgiveness right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. And we thank you, Father God, for your forgiveness. And we ask, Father God, that you touch those family members that they may accept our words of forgiveness, Lord God. Hallelujah. Somebody needs to open up their heart and forgive in the name of Jesus, Father God. There's power in forgiving. We are believing for greater times with our families. We are believing for more enjoyment times with our families. And while we may not always have all the difficulties worked out, Father God, we understand that there's nothing, I said there's nothing more close to your heart than our love one another. For by his love, Father God, you said they will know who we are, that we are children of the Most High God, and that those who know us will know, Father God, and know you and glorify you in this earth, Father God. All these things, Father God, I pray in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. God bless you. God bless you.
And God bless my sister. Praise God and thank God for that powerful prayer, Minister Manley. We thank God for you as well tonight. We thank God and give God all the praises for every prayer warrior that has graced this line this evening. We thank God for you and thank God for the prayers that have gone forth tonight. Praise the Lord. Well, if there is, before Pastor Jasper and I pray, if there is anyone else that has come on the line that has a prayer request, this is your opportunity. Go ahead and press 1 on your dial pad, and we will take your prayer request and make sure to lift it up in prayer. Is there another tonight before we culminate this prayer service with our prayers? Is there another? Amen, amen, amen. Well, praise God, praise God. Tonight I'd like to share with you a scripture from Romans chapter 8, verses 26 and 27. And it says, and this is the King James Version, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. Talking about the Holy Spirit of Almighty God, itself maketh intercession for us with groanings, hallelujah, which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the heart knoweth what is in the mind of the Spirit, but he maketh intercession for the saints according, hallelujah, to the will of God. Heavenly Father, Lord God, we just give you all the praise, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for being such a wonderful, such a faithful, such a gracious, such a loving, such a merciful God. Oh, yes, Lord, we give you praise tonight. Lord God, I thank you for every prayer that has been prayed on this line tonight, Lord God. I thank you for the men and women of God that has taken time out of their schedule tonight and come humbly before the throne of grace, because your word tells us, Father God, that men ought always to pray, Father God. And we thank you, Lord God, for the opportunity. We don't take it lightly, Lord God, that you, Heavenly Father, have allowed us to come covered by the precious shed blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That you, when you don't look at us, Father God, oh no, you don't, in our sinful nature, because we have been forgiven. We have been redeemed. We have, Lord God, thank you that we are covered by the precious shed blood of Jesus Christ. So as we come to you, Father, yes, Lord, according to your will, Lord God, according to your command, lifting up prayers on behalf of our families, on behalf of our community, on behalf of our nation in this world, on behalf of our churches, Lord God, we just thank you, Lord God. And we give you praise, knowing that you hear our prayers, Lord, and knowing that you answer, Lord God. And right now, Heavenly Father, Lord God, I lift up the prayer requests, Lord God, that were stated earlier. I lift up, Lord God, my dear sister Mary Britt, Father, right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, as we stand together on one accord, that in the name of Jesus, that the fistula, Lord God, will be unclogged in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that even as she goes in for the procedure, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you cover her, Father, from the crown of her head down to the soles of her feet. We thank you, Lord God, that you wrap your loving arms around her and show her that you are nigh unto her. Give her, Father God, that peace that surpasses all understanding, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We pray for every medical personnel that she comes in contact with, Lord God. Let them be ordained by you, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we stand, Lord God, in this prayer of agreement, Lord God, knowing, Heavenly Father, Lord God, that there is no failure in you, Lord God, knowing, Heavenly Father, Lord God, that you are healing us, Lord, that she is healed in the name of Jesus. Your word said that Jesus Christ was bruised for our transgressions, wounded for our iniquities, and by his stripes, we're not trying to be healed. We're already healed in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, Lord, for the victory on behalf of my sister, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. We also lift up to you, Father God, Brother Dante, Lord God, as he's going forth, Lord God, seeking, Lord, employment and a job, Lord God. We pray, Heavenly Father, that, Lord God, you be Jehovah Jireh on his behalf, Father God. You are the Lord God, his provider. You are his source, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Father God. And we pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that the income that he's looking for the job, that you grant that to him as well on your behalf and on his behalf, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We lift up, Lord God, to you, Heavenly Father, Pastor Prophetess Cecile's brother-in-law, Tony, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And also, too, Lord God, Albert Manson, Father God, that these men that are having different health issues, Lord God, heart issues, Lord God, blockages, Lord God, in the legs, Lord God, and even the surgery that's forthcoming, Lord God, for brother, Lord God, Tony, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you just wrap your loving arms around both he and Brother Albert, Father God. We pray healing and speak healing over their bodies, Lord, from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet, Lord, in the name
name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord God, that you are the heart regulator, Lord God. That, yes, you are the great physician, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Lord, for wrapping your arms around them, Lord, and making yourself, Lord God, let them know that you are nigh unto them, Lord God. Let them know that all they have to do, Lord, is just trust in you, for you are God that never fails, Father God. And we give you all the praise, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Father God. We also lift up Mother Annie Thomas to you, Heavenly Father, Lord God. We ask, Lord God, that you strengthen her, Lord God. Let the joy of the Lord be her strength, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you also provide for her, Father, that peace that surpasses all understanding. We pray, Lord God, that you give her back an appetite, Lord God, that you satisfy her mouth with good things and renew her youth and restore her youth like you do that of the eagles, Father, as your word has promised, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We lift up Brother Stanley to you tonight, Father God, and we pray, Lord God, that you remove any mucus, Lord God, out of his system, Lord God, and continue, Lord God, to allow him, Lord God, to breathe freely, Lord God. Those that are having any form of health issue, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we declare right now, Mary Britt, Lord God, we declare Brother Stanley, Lord God, we declare, Lord God, Brother Tony, Lord God, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, and Brother Albert, Father, we, Lord God, speak healing over them, Lord God, that every cell and every nerve, every tissue, every organ, every bone, every joint of their system will line up and function in the perfection that God created it to function. In the name of Jesus, Father God, for your word said, beloved, beyond all things, it is my will that you prosper and that you be in health, even as old prospers. So, Lord God, let them stand on your word, Lord God, because you told us also in your word that heaven and earth will pass away, but your word, Father, will never fail, Father God. So we thank you that your word goes forth tonight, that it accomplishes that which it has been sent and purposed to accomplish, Father, on the lives of our brothers and our sisters in the name of Jesus. And yes, Lord God, I lift up our Godson Thomas to you, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We pray right now, Lord God, for his soul's salvation in you, Lord. We pray, Lord God, that you lead him, that you guide him, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you have a plan according to Jeremiah 29:11 for his life, to prosper him and not to harm him and to give him a hope and a future, Lord God. So send those around him, Lord God, that will speak forth your word and allow his heart and mind, creating him a clean heart, renew a right spirit within him, Lord God, so that he will have the desire, Lord God, to serve you, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We give you all the praise, Heavenly Father. We pray for families right now in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that any family, Lord God, as Minister Gretchen has prayed tonight, where there might be any dissension within families, Lord God, any problems within marriages, Lord God, that, Lord God, you bring forth restoration as only you can, Father God. That, Lord God, that those that know you, Lord God, will come into godly order, Heavenly Father, within the family, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Your word tells us that in these latter days, the love of many would begin to wax cold, Father God. So we pray, Lord God, that they will come together as a family, learn to pray together as a family, learn to speak your word over themselves and within their household. We speak peace to every household and rebuke the hand of the enemy over families right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. Let them join together in love. Let them join together in peace. Let your grace and mercy, Lord God, and the Holy Spirit of God rest and abide in their souls of families, Father God. Yes, Lord, we know what you can do, that there is nothing that is impossible for you, Father God. We pray for our community, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We speak that the Holy Spirit, Lord God, allow the Holy Spirit to flow throughout the atmosphere, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Allow for your Spirit to flow, Father God. Let salvation flood the streets, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God. Yes, Lord, we give you praise, Heavenly Father. Let the enemy not have his way, Father God, but allow for the Holy Spirit to go forth, touch the hearts and minds of those that need to know that Jesus Christ is King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and to make a decision to come and to be able to serve you, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We rebuke violence over our community in the name of Jesus. We rebuke the hand of the enemy over our communities in the name of Jesus. Satan, the blood of Jesus Christ comes against you. You have no place. You have no dominion. You have no authority in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Thank you for raising up a remnant for a time such as this that don't mind calling on the power of Almighty God, that don't mind standing on the wall to be able to declare your word in and over this earth, Lord God, that, Lord God, that your will be done on this earth as it's done in heaven, Lord, right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, because you told, yes, Lord, that if my people call by my name will humble themselves and pray, seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then shall they hear from heaven, and I will heal their land. So we're calling for a healing of the land tonight, Lord. We come together tonight. And Lord God, we thank you for allowing us to come together, because your word tells us that one can put 1,000 to flight, but two, Heavenly Father, oh yes, Lord, can put 10,000 to flight. Everybody else, we thank you, Lord, for the 10,000 times 10,000 that we've joined together and put to flight this evening, Father. Oh, yes, we don't take this time lightly, Lord God, but we thank you for coming together to be able to move mountains in the name of Jesus. We thank you for coming together, Lord God, for healings and deliverance to take place, Lord, because we've prayed, Lord God. We thank you for coming together because we pray, Lord God, for any lack to be filled, Lord God, in any household, Lord God. We thank you for because we came together, Lord God, to pray, Heavenly Father, Lord God, that families and relationships will be restored, that marriages will come back together again, that, Lord God, bodies will be healed, Lord God, that we shall see in this time miracles, signs, and wonders, yes, Lord, that will go forth, Father God, because we've humbled ourselves and prayed, Father God, according to your will. Oh, Lord, we give you praise tonight. We thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord, with you, Lord. We pray for our churches, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that they will, those that have compromised with the things of this world, that they will return to their first love. Yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that your house shall be called a house of prayer, that your house shall be called a house of healing, that your house will once again, Lord God, be called a house of deliverance. Let it be so within the those that stand, Lord God, of the men and women that are called according to your purpose, pastors, Lord God, across this nation. Let them return back to their first love, Father God. We're living in a time, Lord God, like no other, Lord God. It's time to be about our Father's business, Lord. It's no playtime. Recess is over. It's time for us to be about our Father's business. Let it be so according to your will, Lord God. And we lift up this nation, Lord God, in the name of Jesus of the United States. Let us once again, Lord God, be that nation that is under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all, Father God, in the the name of Jesus, we pray for President Joe Biden. We pray for Vice President Kamala Harris. We pray for those political officials in the Senate and House of Representatives and national level, Father God. We pray, Lord God, for their salvation. We pray, Heavenly Father, Lord God, that you send men and women called by your name into these various political offices, Lord God, so that they will make laws, Lord God, that will be pleasing to you, Lord God. Oh, yes, there is nothing that's impossible for you, my God. So we love you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayers this evening. We thank you, Lord God, that, Lord, you receive them unto yourself, Father God. And thank you, Lord God, for answering our prayers. And we give you, Lord, all the praise. We give you all the honor, and we give you all the glory. And we ask these things in the name that's above all names, the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Pastor Jasper Whitehurst, praise God.
Amen, amen. Praise God, thank God for people of God. Amen, thank God.
Amen.
Coming together.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
To God be all the glory. Amen.
Thank
you. Praise your holy name. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
My wonderful beloved. Praise God. Thank God for you. Thank God for you.
Thank God for you. Amen. Amen.
That thy will be done, Father. Amen. Amen. My word is coming from Matthew chapter 7, verse King James Version.
Amen.
Ask, it shall be given you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be open.
Amen.
Unto you.
Amen.
For, verse 8, for everything, for everyone that asks it,
yes,
receive it.
Yes.
And he that seeketh, find it.
Yes.
And to him that knocketh, he shall be opened.
Amen.
Amen. Word of God for the people of God on tonight. Amen.
Praise
thank God,
God
for all the powerful prayer world on tonight.
Thank
praise
you,
God.
Jesus.
Thank God for your faithfulness. Thank God for your heart desire to pray on this hour, amen,
yes,
for such
Lord.
A time as dear. Praise God.
Yes,
Heavenly Father, we praise you. We thank you for your holy word on this hour, Father, Lord. Thank you for your people joining together in unison, Lord, in unity to the glory of God, Father, Lord. We praise you. We thank you, Lord, for faith through work by love, the love of God, the love of peace,
yes,
the love of his joy, amen.
Yes.
Praise God for the people of God. Bless
yes
each and every house on the line on tonight, Father, Lord. The Brett family, Lord, bless and heal that
yes
mind, body, and spirit, Father, Lord.
Yes.
The Cushing family on tonight,
yes,
Father, Lord, praise God. The Manley family on tonight,
yes,
Father, Lord. The Whitehurst family
yes
on tonight, Lord.
Yes.
Mr. Josie Jones on tonight,
yes,
Father, Lord. All these family, Lord, Mother Gallo on tonight, Father, Lord, praise God, Lord. The Square Home family, the White House family, Father, Lord, bless God, heal their body, mind, and speak, Father, Lord, mind, spirit, Father, Lord. The Cree family, Lord, bless God,
yes,
and keep them, Lord, as well, Father, Lord.
Yes.
We praise you and thank you for, pray for our God's son, amen.
Yes.
Thomas
yes
Robinson, Father, Lord,
yes,
pray for his salvation in Jesus' name, Lord. These young people, Lord, that have been graduated soon, Lord, they always done it already, Father. Pray for them as well, Father, for the next chapter in their life, Father. Even for our own son, Father, Lord, Elijah,
yes,
Lord. Bless God and keep him, Lord. Praise
yes
God. Tanya, amen.
Yes.
Joshua, Father, Lord.
Yes.
All the people, the young people on tonight, Father, children,
yes,
grandchildren, Lord. Bless
yes
God and keep him, Lord. Lift them up in prayer, Father.
Yes.
Bless them, Lord. Strengthen them, Lord Jesus, Lord, for the next chapter in their life. They should go
yes
forward, Father, Lord. Amen. You bless the man, a young man, look for a job, Lord, the country family of sons, Lord, bless
amen
God, keep him, Lord, that he command the word of God, his life, Father, and God shall bring to pass, Father, Lord, in Jesus' name. Pray for divine health, healing, and restoration in the lives of people, Lord Jesus, Lord.
Amen.
And we stand a gap, Lord, we stand in supplication of God's word, Lord. We stand on your word tonight, Father, Lord.
Yes.
For you are the promise keeper, Lord,
yes,
and you are the miracle worker, Lord,
yes,
in our life. You are the
yes
joy of our
yes
salvation, Lord. We stand on your holy word, Father, Lord.
Yes.
And child of the Most High God, Father, and children of the Most High God, we believe in your word, Father. We command your word.
Yes.
They shall be declared in Jesus'
yes
name. This day, this hour, Lord, rebuke sickness and disease, Lord Jesus, Lord. Rebuke, Lord, violence, Lord, in this nation, Lord Jesus, Lord, in our home, in our community, on this hour, Father, Lord. Pray for those in leadership in the body of Christ, Father, Lord. pray for the woman of God, Lord, to bring forth your word, matching the Lord Jesus, Lord, of our children, of our family, Lord. We pray for the power of forgiveness in our life, Father, Lord, in our family, Lord Jesus. So we stand on your word, Father, Lord. Lord, we pray for repentance of our sins in Jesus' name. That we confess our fault to one another, Lord Jesus, Lord. You command it in your word, Father. We believe it, and we receive that in our life, Father, Lord. We pray for your holy word that you can do all things, Lord. All things, Father, Lord, and all things work together for the good in Jesus' name, Father, Lord. We believe, we stand on your holy word, Father, Lord. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but your holy divine word, it shall not pass away. We shall stand your word, we shall believe your word, Father, Lord, for you shall bring it to pass, Father, each and every day, Father, Lord. For you walk by faith and not by sight.
Yes.
We trust in your living word of God, Father, Lord. We trust in Yahweh, Elohim, Father, Lord. We trust in the word of God. In our life, in our family, in our children, in our generational blessing, Father, Lord. We do generational curse out of our life, Father, Lord. Pray for divine help and healing, Lord, to be restored in our home, in our family, in our lover, in our husband, in our wife, Father, Lord, in our children, Lord. Pray for that to be done, Father, Lord. We stand on your holy divine word on this hour of prayer, Father, Lord. And have that way, Lord, to each and every household, Father. Pray for the governors of these states, Father, Lord. Pray, Lord, for kings and queens of the prime minister, of the president, of the vice president, Father, Lord, of these states and of these country, Lord, continent, Lord, of our community, Lord, Jesus, of these counties, Father, Lord. In Jesus' name, Father, Lord, we believe, we stand on your holy word, Father, on tonight, Father, Lord. Have that way, Lord. Have that way in our neighborhood, in our community, Lord, with our neighbors, Lord. Just have your way, Father, Lord. Pray for one another, Lord. Pray, Lord, for forgiveness in our heart and mind and spirit, Lord Jesus, Lord. Lord, create another clean heart today, Lord, and our cleanness of our mind and our thoughts and the words, Lord, that come out of our mouth, Father, Lord. Forgive us for our sins, Lord Jesus, Lord. Have you, for your grace is sufficient, Lord. Thank you for your dispensation of grace in our life, in our home, Father, Lord, in our children on this hour, Lord Jesus, Lord. That we said teach and train them up in the way they should go, and that should not depart from it, Father, Lord. They are the promises of God for you and for me, Father, Lord. We thank God for that on the hour, Lord Jesus, Lord. Have your way, Lord. Have your way in every prayer request on tonight, Father, Lord.
Yes.
Every prayer request, every supplication that people spoke on tonight, let it be done. Let it be so. It be a testimony unto us, Lord Jesus. It shall be a God of testimony in days and months and times to come, Father, Lord. We shall rejoice together in the power of God to work in our life, Father, Lord, for each and every one to come online tonight, Lord. Let your will be done, Father, Lord. We thank you for it, Lord Jesus, Lord. We shall rejoice together in Jesus' name, the thing that God has done and continue to do, Lord Jesus, Lord. We praise your holy word tonight, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And we shall say in days and months ahead,
yeah,
to God be all the glory, Lord Jesus. To God be all the glory for the great thing he has continued to do in our life, Father, Lord. We pray, we stand upon it, we believe it on tonight. Let your will be done, Father. And we praise you and we thank you for it this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Praise God. We thank you so much for your patience. We know we went over a little tonight, but we give God all the praise. And again, thank God for every prayer warrior and also everyone that's on the line tonight.
Amen.
We
pray that God
meets you and blesses you and meets you at your point of need. If there is one on the line tonight that does not know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior
of your life,
we pray that you just pray the simple prayer, grant it and ask of, by Romans 10:9-10, that says, Heavenly Father, I am a sinner. I ask that you come into my life and that I know that Jesus Christ came to this earth, lived, died, and was resurrected for my sins.
Yes, Lord.
And now, Lord Jesus, I ask you to come into my life. Take charge of my life for the rest of my life.
Yes,
and
Father,
if you
pray
for that simple prayer, we welcome you
into the body of Christ and the kingdom of God.
Your name has been written in the Lamb's book of life, never to be erased. We give God again all the praise and honor and glory for everyone tonight.
Thank God for you.
Go forth tonight and have a wonderful the rest of this week. Have a wonderful week.
And to God be all the glory.
We love you,
love you.
And
God
have
bless.
A wonderful
in
and
Jesus
thank
name.
You in Jesus' name.
Let me hear the worshiper. All the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
praise.
It's
to our God. What you've been through, just know that praise is bringing you out right now.